Hello.
Hello, my name is Chris from Opinion Research. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about your attitudes and opinions of issues affecting people in the city of Atlanta. All of your answers will be confidential. Now to start, let me ask you, what is your zip code?
30327.
Thank you very much. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is the year of your birth?
1978.
Thank you very much. And let me just check. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
An MPhil degree.
Thank you very much. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
If that's the case, what is your race? Are you black or
what
is your race? Are you? Thank you. Now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Joe Biden.
And are you registered to vote in the city of Atlanta, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered in Atlanta.
Thank you. Now below there is a list of issues. Please select three that are most important to you. Is it jobs and the economy, abortion access, racism and discrimination, traffic, public transportation, crime, education, climate change and the environment, inflation and cost of living, or immigration?
Climate change, racism, and abortion.
Thank you very much. Now, when thinking about the direction in which each of the following are headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied? The first one is the city of Atlanta.
Neutral, maybe a little dissatisfied.
So somewhat dissatisfied?
Somewhat dissatisfied, yeah, that's a good approximation.
Thank you. The next one is the Atlanta region.
Gonna go again with somewhat dissatisfied. It's kind of hard to put that into a single pat answer, but don't allow a lot of nuance.
Yes, thank you. And the last one is Georgia.
Oh, not pleased.
And is that somewhat dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
We're going to go towards very dissatisfied there.
Thank you. Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people, some groups of people, or ideas. Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. And if you don't know or never heard of the people of groups, just let me know. The first one is self-driving cars.
0, bad. No good.
Okay. Thank you. The next one is the Atlanta Beltline.
8, I guess. Don't have any strong feelings about it, but it's a good thing, I guess.
The next one is artificial intelligence companies.
Bad. 0.
Thank you. The next one is the Atlanta City Council.
I'll go with maybe 3. Don't think they're doing great, but they could be worse.
Thank you. The next one is Governor Brian Kemp.
2. He's
then we have Marta. Marta Bosses.
6. I mean, they're generally good, but they could be a lot better.
Thank you. The next one is Mayor Andre Dickens.
4.
Thank you very much. And then we have the Atlanta Police Department.
go with 4 on that as well.
Then we have electric scooters.
6.
Then we have MARTA trains.
6.
And the last one is Uber and Lyft.
8.
Thank you very much. Now, how would you rate the traffic in Atlanta? Is it a major problem, a minor problem, or not a problem at all?
I guess major problem. It's not that bad, but it's bad.
Thank you. And how would you rate the quality of public transportation in Atlanta? Is it excellent, good, only fair, poor, or very poor?
Fair.
Thank you. And how frequently do you use public transportation in Atlanta? Do you use it almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
Rarely.
And
mostly
how familiar are you
with it?
Thank you. Now, how familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline and its facilities? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar? Not too familiar or not familiar at all?
I guess not familiar at all. I know vaguely where it is, but not that much.
Thank you. And how frequently do you use the Atlanta Beltline in a typical month? Almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
Rarely.
Thank you. Now, based on what you know and what you've heard, do you have a positive opinion of the Atlanta Beltline or a negative opinion?
A positive opinion. I haven't heard much bad about it. It's just not somewhere that I can easily access. So. Hello? I guess you're gone.